brother, Jim, was lazy work for 31 Minute Race, wasn't it?
He's a great horse. 3 years ago, he broke both his cannon bones here. He sports five screws in his front legs. I brought him back 18 months later, and he's fractured his Paston bone. Brought him back today, and he's won again.
He must be have a special place in your heart there, Walter, well, apart from your farm back close to it.
I bought him an above ground water treadmill after his last accident, and he spends every second day in that, and I put it down to that he's here today.
That's fantastic, and he takes his name from obviously a good mate of yours.
From his owner, who's also a stayer.
Is he? How old is he?
He's not quite as old as me, but he's stuck with this horse pretty religiously.
Fantastic. Shane was mentioning a horse you used to bring over years ago. It was a Bastille Beggar.
Yeah, back in the 70s. Yeah. This is the best horse I've had since then.
Fantastic. Well, it's a great moment for you. Well done, Walter.
Thank you.
Walter McShane, as Glenn Boss comes back, winning the first Metro race of the... And that was plain easy work, Glenn, for a 300 metre race. It looked easy. I mean, I know you've been dirty out there, but it looked easy.
Yeah, no, it was very simple. That was... Walter's done a good job with him. He's had a lot of problems in broken bones, and he's got that water walker down there, and he's a big fan of it, like most trainers. But he gave me a perfect ride. That horse, he was relaxed all the way. He just felt like he was just asking me, waiting for me to ask him to go, and he made pretty easy work of that.
What's it like out there? It's a heavy tan, and it's messy rain about.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, like last week, it's as heavy as you want to get it, but it's that heavy, it's safe. It's a very safe track.